Yevamis, Kufyat, Gimel, Amit, Beis. It's not Shaykh. You people are not Shaykh. We're starting the second line, third line. After the lines get wide, the first word in the line, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. A lot of very interesting and geshmaka in Yonim. Give us all the bracha right now. We should finish the parak today. Finish the parak today. Then we're going to have to discuss about that Siyum. Oh, I'm salivating already. The Siyum, finishing Yevamis. Not going to be Shaykh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, now this is the Tana of the Mishnah. You turn back for one blot. You have the Mishnah, which on the third wide line. See the third wide line of the Mishnah? Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Beis. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The great Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, says, Neimahu Isha Shenischarsha, a woman who became a Chareshes, Yoitza, she can be divorced for Ish, but a man who becomes a Choresh, he cannot give a get. He cannot give a get. Okay. What's going on here? Sakti Gemara Zoy. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Iboilu. Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Third wide line, first word in the line. Today is Daf Ashua. Sunday. Beis Av. Parshas Devarim. Oh, yeah. Next week. Eating fleishiks in Yerushalayim. Amar Yechem Menuri. Iboy Elohu. Yechem Menuri. Ish Pshitali. By him, the case of the man is Poshit. We want to know what is Rabbi Yechem Menuri referring to. Ish, the case of an Ish, that's Poshit him. The Isha Iboy Elohu. He wondered about a woman. Oiduma Isha Pshitali. The Ishka Iboy Elohu. Toshma. Bidgom Rulei, he said, they said to him, a man who divorces is not comparable to Isha Miskareshes. This is the svara we had. Remember the svara. A woman can be divorced against her will. Therefore, if she's lacking das, it's not such a chesaron. The child was about a man. Adirabo, midikom alei avzuki yoitzabo, shema mino, isha kami boile, elo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri le devreim kamalu. Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was responding to Rabbanan, kufiyat gimel amid beis, right in the middle of the wide lines at the bottom of the page. Elo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri le devreim kamalu. Lididi, ki hecha di ish le motzi megarish, just like a man cannot get a get. Hecha di ish le motzi megarish, isha nami loy megarish, Elo did it who? Maishna Isha, Maishna Ish. Omrule, they said to him, Eino doima Isha Megarish, Isha Miskaresh. They're not the same. So we have a Shaila here. As we said, what is the level of das that's required when one of the participants in the get, Rahman al Islam, is lacking in das? That's the Shaila. So the Svara is, or the operator Svara is, which is going to be the Machlokes Tanoim, a woman is not going to require as much das, as we've said before, because a woman can be divorced. Al-Korch. That's the shot there. Now this svar is going to come up right now.
The woman had some brains to open up her hands and take
the
Okay. All part of the issue here. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgod. Now this is the next line of the Mishnah. Turn back for a second. The Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Kufi Beis Amid Beis once again. Hayed Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgod. There's an asterisk. Al Chareshes, she is Sia Ovia. She Yoitza Beget. You see, he said that she can be Yoitza Beget. She can be Yoitza Beget. And this is Kedushin Gemurin. Because remember, Yechem Iguda is mentioning the case Shaysia Ovia, not her mother or her brother married her off. Her father married her off. So we all know when her father marries her off, it's in the rice. I'd like you to all stop for a second and appreciate something that just happened here. Yesterday, I gave a shiur in this room for women in Pirkei Avos. And I had to bring a raya from a Gemara in Makkos. I had to explain to them. There's a Ritzeach, there's a Gol Adam, there's an Emiklot, right? A Gantza Tumbo, which everybody who ever learned Makkos one day in his life knows. Second Perek of Makkos. We just made mention of the fact that a woman married, didn't explain anything. Father, she's a katana, the raisa, mother, brother, the rabbana. Rabbi, what are you talking about? But the Talmid Chachamim like you, when we're learning Yevamos, nothing to say. You're unbelievable. Hey, Rabbi Yechim. Omar, brother, may Yidushas Rabbi Yechim Gagoda. Omar Rava. Now, Rava the Amayra, as we all know, is making a statement based on the testimony of Rabbi Yechim and Bud Gagoda. Rashi says, about 10 lines up from the bottom, last word in the line is Rabbi Yechad. Even by Daraisa, you don't need her das. Now extrapolate. Amar Rava, Meidusa Rabbi Yechad ben Good Gadol, Amar Li Edim, Ru'u Get Zeh Shani Noisin. Somebody says to Edim, "This is we're learning Gittin. This shul is not shaykh." He said in Shabbos morning, "Yeah, this shul is not shaykh." First Seder, the regular First Seder, with Balabatim, who worked for 40 years and retired and learning a regular First Seder, learning Chosh and Mishpat. Then we have a second Seder now, learning Ebenezer. So we went to view many Gittin by a get. Very, very makbid, very makbid, that everybody is very explicit in their clarity. Man gets up and says, "I am now in front of two Edim. I am now giving a get to my wife." Said many times in many venues, many ways, not venues. I'm giving a get to my wife. So what happens if she needs no das? Omar Rabbi, may Dusha Yechon and Good God Omar. Omar Liyadim. Who gets Zesha? And I said, Yama Allah. And then he says to her, Kinsi Shtar Chlevzeh. Rashi says, the case is talking about six lines at the bottom. Behilei Shama. And he did not say that it's a get. Now, a get is a shtar. Because a get's a contract, and a shtar is a contract. He told his wife, he didn't tell his wife, take this receipt from Jewel. He told his wife, take this contract. And he said to his wife, it's a choiv. Contract of a choiv. So Amalgate, Ruget, Eshanina, said, Yamalak, Kinsi, Shtar, Choiv, Zeh, Hari, Zeh, Megureshes. She's divorced. That's a Rav extrapolated. Bila, Amar, Biacha, Begadol, Ebin, Daito. Okay, Namil, Ebin, Daito. Pshita. That is so plush, Rav, didn't you have to say it? Maritain, Mamid, Amalak, Kinsi, Shtar, Choiv, Zeh, Bitule, Batle, is being Mavatal to get. We're very careful in a Besan setting by a get. Woo! Very careful about what everything this everybody's saying. Kamash Rolon, Isa the battle. If you want to be a battle get, you should have said it to the Edim. He wasn't a battle. I had a Kamahaki. Why did he say it? Why did he say the word shah? David Siegel? Why did he say the word shah if he meant to get? I had a Kamahaki. Machmas ki sufahu. Because he was embarrassed. It's embarrassing to give a get. Embarrassing to be a Rachmal. What? Shar Choyv could mean here's a star that I owe you $100. Or you owe me $100.
But how is it get a star Choyv? It's a star.
What's the word Choyv? It's a loss for her. She's getting divorced from Chavonel Zlan. Couldn't be alone. What is a Shar Choyv? Okay. So, tomorrow. Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna, who did call him Allah, not Lahu, who did call him Allah. Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna, Ir Chesulei Mitzchei Debei Midrasha. Now we're getting into a Geshmaka Sugya. A Geshmaka Sugya. A Gansa Tumul and Halacha and Arachayim. Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna, it's not only to get Arachayim, but that's where the Sugya is in Shulchan Aruch. He lost the keys to the base medrashim. He lost them in Rishus Harabim b'Shabbat. So he got all the qualifications. The keys were lost in Rishus Harabim on Shabbos. Also, can be Rapidos. Rapidos is going to be the player. The player, I shouldn't use the word player. Rapidos is going to be the person whose member we're going to be using right now. I take back the word player. Chassid Shalom should not have said such a word. So what happened? lost the keys on Shabbos, like having up a dos. Amale, he said, Zil. Dova, the Martli Vitalio. Rashi says the top line, Hinig, Tinoikis, Zachorim, and the Cave. Let's get Tinoikis. Tlev Vitalio means Tinoikis. Another blot and shas. Givaldik, we finished cooking Gimbal with the Taibu, and let them pick up the keys. Let them go play there. But the Taibu Hossam Rashi says, Yisluk Shom, Shabbos, I said, was Shabbos. They're going to play over there. The Mashchil, who, if they find the keys, Maisil, who, they'll bring them home, and you'll be able to open up the base medrash.
How can
you not? Hold on. This is the sugya, the famous sugya in Yevamis, it's in Shabbos, and in Gittin, whether you see a cotton eating the velas, Bezdin. Yesterday morning we spoke about Bezdin. Ain Bezdin Mitzavin Lafrisho. Bezdin is not obligated to make them separate. Let me say, I'll bring you a raya, I'll bring you a mansion, I'll say you a child. Bring me a key, bring me the seal. El manichoi toileish, manichoi zoi reg. Leave him alone. If he's plucking things on Shabbos, leave him alone. Abaye, no. You don't have a riot or a pedos. Remember, if Daz is talking about they're going to bring keys to Rosh Hashanah. No, it's not a riot or a pedos. Toileish biyatzitzin or nokiv zarev a caramelist or a bonin. Throwing a ball in a caramelist, basically, I rule the streets over here in West Rogers Park, according to most shittas. A caramelist is only in the Rabbanan. Pulling a flower out of a flower pot in a pot that has no holes in the bottom, so it's not connected to the ground in any way, that's going to be considered the Rabbanan. You have no right to Rabbanan. Now, there's a two dots here, which is a little unusual. We're going to continue with this sugya here. Rabbanan's statement, who said, let them go there and play and bring the keys home. This Omid is Tumul City. There's a fire on Shabbos. No second. We don't tell them not to put out the fire. He shows up when there's a fire. Schweig. What does Schweig mean? Be quiet. Don't say anything. No directives. Because you are not responsible for this shvisa on Shabbos. What about a kid who comes to put out the fire? We tell about the Chabbos, do not put it out. This chayro is a raya kineged a pedos. You have to stop him. Rashi, three lines from the top. Shatina tzayf beva oviv. Child looks at his father. He can read his father's face. Child can read his father's face. It's as though his father's telling him to put it out. But by the keys of Rav Yitzchak, he didn't say a word. He didn't say it was lost. They just went there to play. It's not a raya. It's the guy's doing it because of a Jew. It says, when a guy does it, says Rashi in the fourth line, very important concept. When you're learning the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is the Gate of Shabbos, brought down at the beginning of Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah, feel below you, Dias Yisrael. Even without the knowledge of the Jew, he wants to do it to please the Jew. Why? Because he knows if he puts out the fire, he'll get rewarded. The Gemara Toshma, Ben Chover. Now we get into a little bit of complications. Back into our scenario that we've been talking about for years. What was it like to live in the time in the Beis HaMikdash? You got a Shver. Son-in-law is a Talmid Chacham. The Shver is not. Son-in-law is a Talmid Chacham. And the kid's grandfather is not. Ben Chover. Or the son of a Talmid Chacham who likes to visit his mother's father. Mother's father. Okay, who's an Amoritz? Ein Choshen Shem Yechidem Dvar Shem Mesukonim. Amoritz knows how to take off Shumas and Meisus. Not so poshut. We're not Choshish. Motza b'yodai peirais, ain't zakekloi. Yat yodai peirais, ain't zakekloi. He brings home peiris, you don't have to do anything about it. Amar yechelim b'demai, he kilu. He brings home peiris from his grandfather's house, and his grandfather is an amoritz, so therefore he's not so makbid in how to separate from Mishra b'yishris. You can let him go. But if he comes home, and he brings him home, ain't zakekloi, you have to do anything. What do you mean you have to do anything? Ain't zakel l'rashi is little many have to do anything. Aye, Amar Becher Becher said, why could be the Maya kilu? What's the Maya Rabbi say? Suffix, suffix, suffix. Do Mai. What's going on here? El time did the Mai, but it only goes to Mai. Havadai, by Lesure. You got to separate it. Aye, fakti bar by Amar Becher and another statement of Becher and Beisal Das of it. What are you going to do with that? So Rashi, Rabbi Yechon, Liel. Rashi is about 7 lines down, 8 lines down after they get narrow. Last word of the line, Omar. Then Rabbi Yechon, the first word of the line. Rabbi Yechon, Liel, Beisal, Das, Oviv. Av, Lafrishoi. Lafrishoi. Ein Amitzuvah. Heichon, the Tinik, Ovid, Adaita, the Nafshei. So what's happening over here? Rabbi Yechon, and Sfukim, is Safkilai. Rabbi Yechon, is Sofik. Koi Hochi, Manchi. Each case, because it was a suffix. He said, he pushed him away. Now the Gemara says, what about this case? Toshma. Ben Chover Koyin. Now you get another complication. A Koyin. It was a Chover. Talmud Chochem. He has a son. He wants to go visit his Zayda. And Einikul wants to go see his mother's father. Avimai. Koyin Amoritz. It was a Koyin Amoritz. Ein Choshen. We're not afraid. Shema Yachilenu Tshuma Temeya. Ein Choshen Shema Yachilenu Tshuma Temeya. We're not afraid he's going to give him Tshuma Temeya. What's he going to pay rice? Ein Zachiloi. You don't have to separate him. So you see, you don't have to separate. It's a riot or a pedos. But Tshuma Derabbana. Now we get to a new case.
Is that like from Syria?
What? Yeah, it could be. Now I get to a new case. This case, I will say beforehand, the Gemara is never ichi. But to our sensitivities, this case might sound ichi. Okay, you got that? Complicated word, ichi. Toshma. Yoinek tinoi v'hoylech me'abedeske chavim u'mibahema temeyo. A child may suckle, right? A nurse. V'hoylech me'abedeske chavim u'mibahema temeyo. An animal sometimes was a source of milk for a child. We're going to talk about that soon. And the child sometimes would suckle, nurse, right from the animal, directly. Yeah. Shekets, disgusting things. We call him Yoinek, Behead. He can be Yoinek, Behead, Beshabbis, and even by Shabbos. Ube Godol, it's Osor, Behead Godol, it's Osor. The word Godol here is interesting. It doesn't mean somebody over the age of 12 or 13. It means somebody who is no longer an infant, 3 or 4 years old. They would be yoinik from Behemoth Torah and Yontif, Ketoni, Mia, and Yechayshim be yoinik Sheket. Also, Bishim Sakon. That's a Sakon. A child needs the milk. Sakon. Rashi says, we're almost below the halfway line. First word is Sakon. Shim lo yoinik, Yomus Mitzami. Child will die. And Yechayshim be yoinik. Oy. Shekets. What about the shekets? Also, Mishim Sakon. Yochi Godol Nami. Godol boy umdino. The Godol, the 3 or 4 year old kid, needs an umdino. What's an umdino, Rabbi Isai? No?
Established assumption.
Okay. I would say an evaluation.
Evaluation.
Needs an evaluation. Cotton Nami, the boy umdino. So Cotton should also need an umdino. Maravuna Breed of Yeshua. Stam Tinik. Misukin, Eitzel, Cholov. What does that mean? Stam Tini, Misukin, Eitzel, Cholov. What does it mean?
Needs milk, right?
Stam's,
Needs food.
Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal, who is from them, Gimore. Yankov Kamenetsky said, Araya from them Gemara, a child doesn't have to wait 6 hours after meat. You can't eat meat and milk together. He doesn't wait 6 hours. Why? Because Shteita on the Gemara, Tinik Mesukin Eitzel Cholov. He's Mesukin Eitzel Cholov. Now, I don't remember if Rav Shlomo Zalman writes this or not, but there's a big tumult about pumping on Shabbos. What's the tumult of pumping on Shabbos? Pumping, a woman, to pump. Milk. You said the raisa, a farik. There's some hold that she can pump into a pump that has lemon juice. Mr. Reznikov, Steve, did you ever hear that? You know why you pump into a container that has lemon juice, David Siegel? If the milk will become ruined immediately, it won't be an issur of mafarik. Because the milk will be going le'ibud. Others hold, Rishon Zalman among them, that she can pump normally. Why can you pump normally? Because the mother's milk is very important for the child. Even on Shabbos, therefore, you can pump. Even if there's formula. Because formula is not as good for the child as the mother's milk. Nothing is good for a child as the mother's milk. Who what?
Even if she has enough milk already supplied in the Pumping
if Shabbos. He pumped before Shabbos, she has enough. That's a good child. Aba Sholeimer. Noiga Yinu Shiyankim Behemoth Torah B'Yontif. They would nurse them a Behemoth Torah on Yontif. Hey Chidomi, how could they nurse? Idik a Sakona. If this is a Sakona, the child needs milk from a calf, a cow, I mean. Hey Chidomi, Idik a Sakona. So I feel with Shabbos Nami. Ilek a Sakona, if there's no Sakona, I feel with Yontif also. Loi Tzvicha. Diga Tzar. Is tzar. Okay, now what? Now, let's go, Rabbi. It's a very important line now in computing shailus on Shabbos. Ukesova, mefarek, klachayad. Mefarek, klachayad. Nursing from the animals, mefarek, klachayad. Shabbos, yisaskilo, gozu, Rabbi. Yontif this alavli goes to bear about it. So first of all, the most important thing from this Gemara is that sometimes people get confused. Are you allowed to write on Shabbos?
41.
You allowed to write on Shabbos? No, of course not. You allowed to write on Yontif? No, of course not. Everybody knows that you can't do. What's the nafkamina? Shabbos, chorus. Yontif, lav. So when do Chazal make gezeiros? Even though they're both derisas, but Chazal make gezeiros when it is skila. Chazal do not make gezeiros when it is only a lav. Very important, you say. Toshma. Loi. Now we're going to get into three Gemaras here. Some of them have brought down Rashi and Chumash. Very important concepts. Loi sochlum. Ki sheket seim lochem. Loi sachilum. Lahazir hagedoylim al ketanim. The gedoylim are careful about ketanim. My lav. Yomalu. Loi sachilum. No, so you see that you got to tell them, stop eating. Loi. The loy lisu le biyadayim. You can't give them the dam biyadayim. Tashma. Kol nafesh b'kem lo yisayichu. The first one is dam. Excuse me. The first one is iser. The second one is dam. Kol nafesh b'kem lo yisayichu dam. Ha'az gedol lo kedayim. My lad domi lo lo yisayichu. Loy. Lisu le biyadayim. Once again, it doesn't mean stop. You have to stop them. It means you can't give it to them in their hands. Tashma. Emo v'yamach la'az gedol lo kedayim. By kahanim. Rashi in the beginning of Emor. Beginning of Emor. My lad, Yomalulay Sitamu. Got to tell him to get out. The child plays in the cemetery, tell him to get out. Lo, you have no right. The loy le tamu lubi yadayim. It means not to be tamu yadayim. Now, the Gemara has three cases. Shkotzim, Dam, Kahan. Utsvichi. I need all three cases. What? Yesh, me the Shkotzim. Another Amen in Shach. Shkotzim, Mishim, Yisur, Mashu. Shotzim the Yisr is a mashu, as he says, a gadosha, a small insect is going to be an Yisr. Yisr be mashu. Aval dam. Yad yikar revias. You need a revias of dam. Eim aloi. Yash bin dam. Yishim yikar chorus. Dam has chorus. Aval shotzim eim aloi. Yash bin an haitati. But have these two, shotzim and dam. Yishim yisr and shabu b'chol. And that makes them more chomer because the Yisr is across the board. Aval tuba. You have the word tumah or tumas? Huh? Tumah. Ends with a hey? Tifai, okay. Yashmina tumah kahanim shani. Yishum the riva of that mitzvah, you say, it's a big smart of a kahanim. Woo, we got him. Excellent, me, baby. We have more mitzvahs.
Tanim. Shereba mitzvah yisavis. Amahani emoloi tzricho. Stop. So we're still trying to figure out now, we're going to bring a raya back to our Mishnah, which is going to take us to the end of the Perek Bez Hashem. Okay. This is a very important concept. I'm just going to mention something. For, what time is it? 40 what?
4.
Who?
44.
Okay, we've got one second to mention something. I do not like when a light goes off and you pick up the little baby who is maybe 1.5 years old and knows how to turn on the lights. You bring it next to the light to turn on the light. Zelo gishmaki. Go find the goy. Zelo gishmaki. Okay, if you need it. Toshma. Shnei achim. It's so gishmaki for a lot of reasons, because if you're holding the baby and you bring him next to the light, not so push it that the baby is doing it. Toshma, shnei achim, echad pikeach ve'echad chevish. Two brothers, one's a pikeach and one's a chevish. Here we go, back to our mission. Two brothers, one's a pikeach, one's a chevish. Nesu and shnei achayis are married to two sisters. Pikchayis, they're both pikchayis. Mace Cherish Baal Pikachas. The Cherish is married to the Pikachas. Okay, let's help go. The Cherish is married to the Pikachas. Ma Yase, what should we do? He's dead. The Cherish, the Baal Pikachas, died. We have two brothers, right? Married to two sisters. So the Cherish dies. The Pikachas is now falling to Yibum on a marriage derabbanan. Remember, it's a Cherish. So my yasa pikeach bal pikeachas teitzei. There's no problem with it. It's a simple case. Achazisha. Achazisha, we know from that basin with Aleph and Yevomis, because you all know all the Yevomis. When an erev falls, there's no Yibum. Finished. Meis pikeach bal pikeachas. What happens if the pikeach, who's married to pikeachas, dies? Now we got a problem. What are we going to do now? We got a woman, deraisa marriage. Who's falling to a chevish? I ask a chevish about pikachas. Moitzias ishto beget. He divorces his wife. Yesh is achiv, and his brother's wife is a surly oilam because he's a chevish. He's a chevish. What a tragic case. Amai moitzias. Why he has divorced his wife again? Taste of gabe. She cut lechol of elusu. She cut lechol of elusu. A chevish has dinner cotton. What's the problem? No. The answer is, we're talking about a what? Cherish married to Pikachas. His wife is a Pikachas. Every time she lives with him, she's over in the Rabbana. It's true. He's a cotton. But she, over in the Rabbana. So therefore, she has to get out. My mate says, shall we get? Taysim Gabe, cotton back on the bayas, we should be sure to do. It's gut wrenching to read this Gemara. It's so painful. Painful. So, Gemara Beit Toshma, Shnei Achim Pikim, two brothers who are Pikim. The Suh Shnei Achoyos Achat Pikachas Beakar Reshes. We switch the case. Meis Pikeach Balcha Reshes. The man with Pikeach died, and now his wife is falling to Yibum on a marriage to Rabbanon. Vayasa Pikeach Bal Pikachas. Taisa Mishmachadisha. No problem. She's his wife's sister, even though it's only Rabbanon. But either way, she's out. No, now we got the problem. Now we got a woman, the Raisa, falling to Yibum. He divorces his wife. The get. In fact, in Barakash, my sister, why should he divorce his wife? The get. Taste of Gabe, cut the Chalavelasu. You're right, he's got no chalavelas. It's the Rabbanan. But Mishum Yisur Didei, he can't live with him. Omar Rava, Toshma, Shnei Achim, Echad Cherish, Echad Pikeach. We have two brothers. One's a Cherish and one's a Pikeach. Nisu and the Shnei Achoyos are married to two sisters. Achad Pikeach and Echad Hareshes. Again, we got two Achim. One's a Cherish, one's a Pikeach. We're married to two sisters. One's a Pikeach, one's a Cherish. Meis Cherish, Baal Chareshes. If he dies, no problem. Even though it's only Rabbanan, whatever it is, Mirabbanan. So both ways, Mirabbanan. So maybe if there's no Yibum, the Achazish. Meish Pikeach, Bal Pikeches. Mayasa Chemesh, Bal Chareshes. Meish Yisrael Beget. Divorces his own wife. They're both Rabbanot. So why can't they stay married? Even though the relationship is going to be also Rabbanot. Getani Maitis Yishra Beget, Avram Shamyo, Zera Mishamat Torah Yavam Lashuk. A different Svara here. Zera Mishamat Torah Yavam Lashuk. Take a look all the way back up top, the second line from the top. The Yomri, because if we're going to say what? Teisev Chareshes Gabi Cheresh, let the Chareshes sit with the Cheresh. Well, Yadi Inshi, people are not going to know the time of Mishum Kot Lechom Levites. They're not going to know because of Kot Lechol Aveilus. The Sabi, the Kedush in the day, Dochu Lo Zikot, Bikachas, Achois. Gein Boil, Achois Gosel, Osel and Mishrayel, Achois, and Lishuk, they're going to think that sometimes they're going to be Mutter, Yishar Achaz Isha, Pedura Minachalitza, and that's not the case over here. And if we sit over here, you have to give a get. Hajin Olo Achavish, Hajin Olo Achavish, Hajin Olo Achavish. Now, Okay, two things I want to say over here. Number one, this is the Nogeya, often, even Bizmanenu. What happens when a person's a wonderful Baal Tshuva, a Gevaldik Baal Tshuva, married to a Baal Tshuva, they're both wonderful Yidin, each one a wonderful Yidin, and they have kids. The kids are in Cheder, it's Meiridik. And the grandparents want to have a Shaykhus to the kids, also Meiridik. They want to take the kids for a Shabbos, but they're not frum. Okay, so that's a problem. It's a problem. You have to ask, if they have shaykhus or the rav, you got to know what to do. Who are the grandparents? Can they be trusted? It's a shaykhus. Kot nechol nevelus, that's if the cotton's eating. Can you send the cotton to a situation where they're going to eat nevelus? Especially when they're 3 or 4 already, and they're older, it can be very confusing. Doesn't mean that there should be no relationship. You could go there with the kids. I'm saying to go alone, you need to ask a shayla. That's a very important yisoy coming out of this Gemara. Second yisoy coming out of this Gemara is something called the bezdin. And the bezdin is obligated. Something called achrayis. A rabbi is obligated, a bezdin is obligated. Sometimes it's much more geshmak. They didn't ask me the shayla. It's not my achrayis. Not my achrayis is a very, very important statement. If it's true. If it's not true and it is your achrayis, then you got a problem. Now you have to know. Everybody has to know. You have achrayis to your children. Everybody has achrayis to their children. Children are doing something. So it's the biggest shaila nowadays in the world. My child's doing something. Do I tell them? Don't I tell them? If I do tell them what's going to happen, I don't tell them what's going to happen. Good. You got to ask the shaila. Very serious. That's what's coming after this. Very, very, very important issue. Let's see if we can do one line for the next parak. Start the next parak.
What do you do next week?
I'm going to let everybody know what's going to be next week. I don't know. I am. You know what? Okay. Well, first, let's read. So we're going to start that. Man and a woman to Minisayam Shalom. Shalom Ba'ilam. She comes back and says, My husband died. What's going to be the halacha of allowing this woman to get remarried? This is Hilchas Agunis. Simon Yudzayin and Ebenezer. Very big issue. Okay, Bez Hashem. Now, next week, stop. I'll leave it on tape for a second. I hope Ben Hashem Yisbarach will give me a bracha. We are supposed to be going to Eretz Yisrael the day after Tisha B'Av. Now, last year, we canceled our flight the day before Tisha B'Av and didn't go to Eretz Yisrael because it was a major attack. Moshe Elohim said people shouldn't go unless they have a chiyuv, so we didn't go. So this year, we're working on the same tickets, so we're going to Eretz Yisrael Ben Hashem Yisbarach on Monday morning. So I will let everybody know if I can give shir on Monday morning. Okay? And if I want to give shir on Shabbos, it's going to be a tumult anyway, Shabbos afternoon, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'll try to let... Right now, we're looking for Monday morning at 7:15. Okay? Monday morning at 7:15. Wishing all of us that shouldn't be a Shiloh Sunday. We should be able to learn your Amis. We're going to be having a Siyam, Bez Hashem, soon. We don't got too many blot left. I'm trying to figure it out. The Siyam really comes out between Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. We're not making a Siyam between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. We want to make it earlier during Yom Kippur and Sukkot, but we're not going to do it. If we make it during, in the Sukkah, on Chol HaMoed, Echves, and the husbands and the wives and the 8 o'clock, I don't know. I don't know what's going to be.
It's not that many times. It's going to be a big round
Rosh Chodesh El. Rosh Chodesh El, my dear friend.
I think it's Rosh Chodesh El.
Chesel is in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So we don't have four blocks left. We have one or four blocks left.
March 22.
Yep. Okay, we'll stop here. Kol Tov.